I'm joined by Samantha Helmick. She is the public servicers manager for the Burlington Public Library. And we've had Sam on to talk about events going on at the library and a little bit about all the things that are coming up. But, you know, it's been a while since we've chatted. But, Samantha, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing? So
tell me, how is the library operating right now before we talk about some events? But how's the library operating? Can you check out books? Can you do things like that?
Yes, you can still take advantage of your digital library collection. So you have advantages to take not only of books, but audiobooks, digital magazines, movies, and music.
So
we're open 24/7.
Okay, now that's digitally. I mean, I'm looking but those are digitally. Can you actually have a? Can you get a hardcover book and actually you know if can you actually call the library and say, hey, can I pick up a book or not?
Oh. That's a great question. Yeah, due to the global pandemic right now, we're not able to do that. We're looking forward to doing it again in the future when it's safe to.
Okay, so you can only get digital materials, and you have a number of events that are going on that are virtual events, and we're going to run down a little bit of the list. By the way, you can check out all of these things, but I think now is there somebody at the library now during the day?
That's a great question. Yes, we are safely allowed to have a couple of members of staff at the various desks to take phone calls and work on some projects that will need to happen in order for us to be able to open our doors again. And then a lot of us are working remotely to connect with families through programming or assist people with like the Iowa Works website and live tutoring and just, you know, helping you get those digital materials right now.
The reason I'm asking is because I think a lot of people that for some of these, there is a link that you have on your virtual events information that is people would probably just as soon give you a call at the library and have you just tell them what the link is rather than try to track it down. Or is it on the library? Are all of the virtual events that we're going to talk about on the library webpage?
Yes, they are. They're right there at www.burlington.lib.ia.us.
You'll find a nice
little calendar on the right-hand side.
There you go. So we don't have to give the specific, but we will tell you all of the things that are still happening, but they're happening virtually. Mondays at 10 a.m., it's Wiggle Time, a music and movement class geared towards children 2 to 4, but any ages are welcome to join in. And there's a link about that. So now, is Wiggle Time, was that a regular event, a live event at the library?
Yes, Miss Allison's been doing Wiggle Time for a couple of years. And while I do miss enjoying it from the vantage point of the circulation desk, I'm able to tune in and tell my nieces and nephews across the country who happen to be home quite a lot now, and we can wiggle together. It's kind of great.
And Mondays at 11, it's Imagination Station, all those creative makers of things. That's every Monday at 11, right?
That's right.
And every Monday at noon, you've got Facebook Live Yoga with Miss Sarah.
Oh, yes. It's a great way to end the midday, just kind of pause and stretch and kind of reflect and make sure your bodies are still moving, especially if you're working from home or teaching kiddos from home. It's good to get the body moving.
All right. Harry Potter at Home, a Zoom book club for all things Harry Potter, Mondays at 4 p.m. are continuing. And again, that's every Monday at 4, right?
Yes, and it's been wonderful. I took off work in high school to read the last book when it was published. So to go back and revisit this through the eyes of kiddos that are, 9, 10, 11, it's just been great.
All right. Tuesday mornings on the Library Facebook Live, it's a fun STEAM-themed activity or experiment, STEAM at home, STEAM. What does STEAM stand for?
So you have science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Okay.
And these are projects that are safe to do at home.
All right. And Tuesdays at 4 p.m., Choose Your Own Adventure Book Club for tweens and teens. That's been going on as well, right?
Yes, we've had a lot of wonderful interactive tween programs. We're one of the first libraries in the state. So to kind of bring back that classic of choose your own adventure, especially on a virtual platform, has been a lot of fun.
And Wednesdays at 4, another wiggle time.
Can you really wiggle too much, Steve?
I don't think so. Probably not. Wednesdays at 5:30, Thursdays at 10, a virtual session of Baby Garden. Now, what is Baby Garden, I'm going to guess, is for the very young children. Is that right?
Yes. In fact, yes. We've had newborn babies at the library, and now in our virtual programs, ages 0 to 23 months are pretty much where we're gearing the literacy program there. And it's never too early to get baby reading because readers are leaders.
Okay. Now, you've got an event happening Thursday, May 21st at noon, exploring diverse cultures and communities through fiction. That is a program, and obviously a virtual program, right?
Yes, we've been having Beyond the Book Club for about 2.5 years. We try to promote authors of color and diverse perspectives, and it's always really great to explore cultures right outside our immediate life.
All right. And probably, I'm going to guess, do you have plans to add even more events, or is that something that is on a case-by-case basis?
I think we're going to. And, you know, I imagine there are some folks who can take advantage of this that never did before, that are homebound or just not able to always travel as they'd like. So hopefully in the future, even when we're able to open the doors, we'll have a hybrid so that we're really connecting with all members of the community more than we were even before. I think this will be some of that silver lining when we all get past this together.
Yeah, and let's, I guess what, and with these, you know, I don't know what libraries or how libraries are basically affected. There is going to be a reopening. We know there's going to be a reopening. We know that it'll probably start with a soft reopening. I don't know if libraries are considered one of those places that would be possible, but it would certainly seem so. Do you know?
I just know it's a unique situation for every library. Some folks see more folks, you know, come in. We see about 600 people come through the doors every day, or we did pre-COVID. So I think we're going to listen to leadership and the CDC, and we're just going to take it slow and together with all of you, and we'll figure it out. We're a wonderful community and awesome library supporters. So even though it probably won't look just like the library next door, I know that we'll figure it out together.
All right. Well, they can give you a call on the phone about any of the things that we're talking about here. 753-1647. Is that right?
That's right. Thanks, Steve.
And you can also go to the library. What's the library website?
Thank you. That's www.burlington.lib.ia.us.
All right. Samantha Helmick, thank you so much for joining me. We'll look forward to talking with you, and especially if you have live, real events and things actually going on inside the library building again. Let's hope that's soon, okay?
Yeah, we're still here for you. We look forward to seeing you hopefully soon. You take care, okay?
Thank you.